The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? Well, if you are, you should get on board with Brighton Ford, because through the end of the month, through May 31st, well-qualified lessees can lease a 2022 Ford Edge for as low as $287 a month, a 2022 Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben for as low as $324 a month, or a 2022 Ford F-150 for as low as $250 a month, all with only $2,000 down, plus first payment, taxes, doc fee, title, license, and state fees due at signing. Security deposit will be waived. You get 7,500 miles per year. It's a 24-month lease. For more details, just call 1-800-NEW-FORD or make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan, and see our guy John Cuter and his crew. They will take great care of you, and then you can get on board with Brighton Ford. Will more coaches get on board with Nick Saban? At least the tone. Maybe not, you know, maybe not just backing Nick's point up specifically about A&M, but more in that, you know, more in that vein, right? Of calling out other coaches when they see them sort of benefiting at their expense. That's what this is about. Nick had some guys that he was going after, and Bama got, or A&M got them all, right? And so are we going to see more coaches be wronged by an opponent and be wronged by virtue of the usage of the NIL or usage of the transfer portal or usage of the NIL and the transfer portal and feel like, okay, man, this is such a threat to my existence as a coach. It's such a threat to my job that I got to call it out. It's more of a threat to my job than, violating the code, right? That's what's held coaches back, the code. They have a code that, hey, I might call back in the day, even if I don't like Jimbo, I'll call Jimbo up and I say, what the heck, man? What the heck, Jimbo? Right? This is how you're getting down over there? Or Jimbo calls Nick and say, Nick, what the heck? Right? But now, no. That code's out the window. What did Phil Martelli say? That's gone. Camaraderie is gone. Yeah, it's like, you know, my job is more at risk by you taking players from me at this level. Like, it's so prevalent now. It's so many guys that you're losing. It's not just a big-time recruit here and a big-time recruit there. It's a bunch of them. They're like, oh, man, this cannot stand. So, yeah, is it a self-serving thing for Nick to call Jimbo? Absolutely. But I think it's a self-serving thing for all coaches. I think that's what's going to compel them, the self-serving interest of it. That they're all seeing their roster be ravaged, right? Everyone's losing some guys to another school calling guys on their roster. Everyone is. How are you going to root that out? First, someone has to bring attention to who's being like, did you lose that guy because you got poached? Yeah, attention needs to be brought to that. And then start calling out directly who did it. And then maybe you tamp down on it some. Maybe then the public accountability can be part of limiting the behavior. Because the rules aren't. They've determined that the juice is definitely worth the squeeze, Mr. Weintraub. The juice is definitely. What did Nick say? Man, they're putting it in the paper. They figured out a way to do this above board. And they're so confident that nothing's going to happen, either that they have figured out a way to circumvent the rule or that the consequence for violating the rule is so light that they don't care. I mean, they just throw it out there, what they're doing, right? So how do you enact some semblance of fear, right? How do you put out some consequence that might be a deterrent? Well, you get called out publicly, you get the media sniffing around. Did they really buy their whole class? You know, that I think that's what Nick's definitely expecting that. For Nick to go out and publicly say they bought their whole class. Right now, horse is out of the barn. He can apologize all he wants and say, I shouldn't have said it. No, that's just a reaction to people saying, you know, the lack of self-awareness part. Like, come on, you think we really, you're insulting our intelligence, Nick. Yeah, that's what that's addressing. But having it out there and giving the media a bone now to start looking into it, that absolutely was his intent. He's talking about maybe I shouldn't have got about a specific school. No, you are accomplishing exactly what you wanted to accomplish on that particular point. You maybe weren't expecting for the media to take sides in the way that they are, but you certainly wanted A&M to be out there, Ira, so the media can start looking into it. How did they get this dude? How did they get that guy? How did they get the entire Under Armour All-American South squad or whatever it was, right? They had like 16 guys. He wants the media to look into that. But Jimbo's saying, hey, how about you look into how God did his deal, right? So that's what we need, Ira. That's what we need.
And the funniest thing I think of all this is the SEC issues their public reprimand, right? Because they violated bylaws 10-2-3 and 10-5-2 related to ethical conduct for derogatory comments and public criticism. Sankey gives his statement, Sam, and basically Sankey's like the parent who says, I know my kids were really bad, they really poorly behaved, but it's not their fault, it's the rules' fault. Because he goes, a hallmark of the SEC is intense competition within an environment of collaboration. Public criticism of any kind does not resolve issues and creates a distraction from seeking solutions for the issues facing college athletics today. There's tremendous frustration concerning the absence of consistent rules from state to state relating to name, image, and likeness. We need to work together to find solutions, and that will be our focus of the upcoming SEC spring meetings. He turned the whole thing into, it's just these two guys are frustrated with the rules, so we're just going to have to work on the rules. He basically said, I'm sorry, guy. I know you're a little spat, but this is really the NCAA's fault for not having rules. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be fighting. That's basically what it sounds like to me. I kind of want to see a drag down, throw down fight. They need to put him in a ring in Destin. There's a boxing ring in Destin, Sam?
Yeah. I mean, who makes up the NCAA?
Schools.
The conferences. Schools, right. I mean, come on, man. What are we? That's my, and again, this gets back to my point. You're complaining about the problem, and you're the problem. Like, you're the freaking problem.
Oh, you mean the arsonist that wants to also put out the fire?
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, this college football is out of control, and this rule is terrible, and that coach over there is. You can participate in changing it. I mean, don't just sit back and expect other people to change. You expect the NCAA has to come up with the rule. You're part of the NCAA. Like, you participate in this. Nick isn't doing – it's not like Nick is wrong. That's the thing. He didn't say Nick's – the content of what Nick is saying is wrong. He's just saying it's okay to do it right now.
Right, yeah. Jimbo is very clear.
Okay.
Jimbo is very clear. He goes, we broke no rules. We broke no state laws. And this is way smarter than me, but we need rules for everybody. So, and then someone asked him what the rules should be. He goes, I'm not that smart. I don't know. He is great at putting himself just on the outside of everything to not have to, you know, to not have to worry about actually being caught in the middle of it. But that's why we get back to both coaches at the core of what they were saying were right. The fact that they're going at each other is hilarious, and we're enjoying the show. But in reality, what this comes down to is they're both right. Well, not necessarily, you know, Saban, the whole parody, so like he's so disingenuous, but he's right about Texas A&M.
So think about it for a second. They come up with these rules, or a more stringent rule. How the heck do they think how do they think the rules are going to be applied? How do they think the violators are going to be discovered?
Sam, this is the SEC. So they're going to apply the rules the way they've always applied the rules. That's why they want new rules.
I guess my point is that as you complain about the lack of, and there needs to be a change. Like, we need to figure something needs to be figured out. And Sankey is like, hey, you know, some rules have to be come up with. Once they come up with a new rule, you're still going to need coaches to do exactly what Nick Saban is doing right now. Short of that, How are you uncovering the bodies? How are you determining what rule is being broken and with whom? Coaches are the ones on the battlefield. They're the ones that are really discovering what X is doing to get Y, what Texas A&M is doing to get that player, and what Bama is doing to get this other player. They're the ones that know that. You think Joe Schmo is calling up the media saying, hey, I mean, calling up the NCAA saying, hey, Nick just paid to get this player? That's not how it works. It's other institutions or the media. Maybe the media, you know, gets a bone, or a coach gives a media member the bone. Nick tried to throw out the whole bone yard, right? He tried to throw out all the bones and thought all the media was going to go after A&M. He absolutely thought that in his omnipotence, at least in his own mind. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be the czar of college football, and the media will bow at my feet and look into what I want them to look into. Again, he had to expect the smoke from Jimbo Fisher. He knew that was coming. He did not know that the media was going to side. Some of the media was going to side with Jimbo, saying, yeah, let's look into how God created the heavens and the earth down there in Tuscaloosa. Let's look into that. That's what Jimbo said. Let's look into how God did his deal. Right? And he's spot on with how he thinks Nick views himself. But again, fast forward, all of these complaints. Yeah, I'll give Nick credit for this. You got a complaint. You know the problem. You want it to be solved. You better participate in solving it. You can't just yell about an issue and expect somebody else to clean it up. Especially when you are the one with the greatest knowledge of who's creating them. Who are the ones that are biggest offenders? You're the ones that know that. The media doesn't just know that themselves. Right? They need to be led in that direction. Who's going to lead them? Who's going to let them know what exactly is worthy of time and what isn't? That's where the coaches come in. So, again, I think that this is, as much as there is entertainment value in this, and there is a ton of entertainment value in this, right? This makes, as Ira sent me this yesterday, this is going, this is beautiful. This, and not just because we have a topic, right? An off-season topic. Because this is like must-see TV. I was hitting refresh on Twitter expecting primetime to give me some primetime stuff. Primetime let me down.
The ratings and rewatch numbers, Sam, for that press conference from yesterday are going to be through the roof for our May press conference.
Yeah, I mean, SEC meetings are always well covered. It's going to be
through the roof. You think credential applications went up yesterday?
Yeah, man. I mean, imagine the sports information director down at A&M when they got ready to sit down for that press, this impromptu presser yesterday. It was a sports information director that it wasn't directing crap. He wasn't directing anything. This was Jimbo. I will set the agenda. I'm going to say what I want to say.
I have a feeling, Sam, this was Jimbo, his AD, the SID. They all got together and said, let's roll.
There are no prep. Like SIDs, they prep their guys when they get ready to go into a press conference. No prep. Go do you, Jimbo. Go handle this. But, you know, this is one of those times where coaches do need to be unfettered and unfiltered. Like, you wanted to change. Tell us, give us some specific examples to highlight how necessary that change is. And point us in a direction of the offenses so we can know the ways in which they're doing it, right? I mean, that's how exactly to divide a class, Nick. I mean, you know, and he's obviously softening that a little bit. I need to be more specific with what I mean by bought. Using NIL to buy players. Nick, come on. Stop equivocating, man. You were right the first time. We got a lot more to get to. Speaking of recruiting, we got the recruiting roundup on the other side. Travels continued, still in the land of Lincoln for a few more days, seeing prospects. Made my way down to Kankakee.
I'm just glad you know where you are, Sam.
Yeah, I know where I'm at. Yeah, I got I got like 4 hours of sleep last night. So it's different. Didn't get to my hotel room and have 2 hours of sleep this time around. We got to get to a break. Recruiting roundup on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.